The United Nations estimates there are about 250,000 child soldiers around the world, and millions more are victims of armed conflict. Despite this hapless situation, the UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Children in Armed Conflict reports on a number of positive developments during the past year. Radhika Kumaraswamy says the United Nations has reached agreement with rebel groups in Nepal, Sudan, and Burundi for the release of thousands of child soldiers. But she agrees the challenges far outweigh these moments of progress.
The recent incidents of mass rape in the DRC are mind-boggling. So far, it is estimated that as many as 500 women and children have been sexually assaulted, one as young as 7 years old.
But she notes not all crimes against children take place in the developing world. Kumaraswamy criticizes the United States for trying a young terrorist suspect, Omar Khadr, before the U.S. military commission in Guantanamo Bay. Khadr was 15 years old when he was arrested in Afghanistan in 2002 for allegedly throwing a grenade that killed a U.S. soldier. Kumaraswamy says Khadr is the first person to be tried before the commission on charges of war crimes.
The international community has, without exception, refused to try children for war crimes. All international prosecutors have used their discretion to ensure rehabilitation rather than prosecution for war crimes, which they may have committed as child soldiers, recruited by adults to fight causes they barely understand. Trying Omar Khadr for war crimes will set a precedent that may endanger the status of child soldiers all over the world.
In her report to the UN Council, Kumaraswamy highlights the special needs and concerns of internally displaced children all over the world.
There is no child more vulnerable in the world today than a child internally displaced by armed conflict, forced to leave home and community behind. Children who have been internally displaced are also at high risk for becoming victims of grave violations. Research has shown that the largest number of children recruited to be child soldiers is often from internally displaced camps.
Child rights expert Kumaraswamy urges all countries to ratify an optional protocol on children in armed conflict. She says universal ratification will ensure the prohibition against child soldiers becomes an international norm. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.